This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
How does she do it? How does she do it?
Sanbonani and good day to all Vuma FM listeners. My name is Lungile Nhlanhla and I am the proud owner of Lungi's Corner. Today I have 21 questions to answer, the title of which is How Does She Do It? So the first question is, who is Lungi Nhlanhla? Lungi Nhlanhla is an entrepreneur, business owner, full-time student, aunt, sister, and everything else in between with a friend, yeah. And basically, I own my own business, Lungi's Corner, where I provide private chef services. And I'm currently working as a full-time student, building my academic career. And where I just recently graduated in food science and nutrition of consumer sciences. So I'm currently doing my postgraduate studies and just building and growing myself within the food industry. Question two, what is a typical work day like for you? Yo, umsebenzi wami is very, it's very different. So because I am currently focusing on my academics, it is very consistent with being a full-time student. So a lot of lectures, a lot of online and, you know, physical lectures as well. But also a lot of planning and preparation goes into each private client's experience, whether it's a corporate client, whether it's a personal client, whatever it is, it needs a lot of time, preparation, planning. So a lot of my days are spent with that, coming up with creative concepts of the menu. How am I going to plate it? What do I need to do? You know, sourcing different items, suppliers, and all those various things. Question three, are you a morning person or a night owl? I am definitely a morning person. Love to get up right in the morning, have my devotionals, meditations, up with the sun. And I kind of feel that it makes me more productive and I have more time as cutting in the day as well to get a lot more done. I find it difficult to stay up late with a level of concentration and still keep focus late. Question four. Who would you choose to narrate your life story? Morgan Freeman or Samuel L. Jackson? Wow, those are two very great names. I definitely would go with Ubab Samuel L. Jackson. He's just got this humor, wit, but also can be serious at the same time. And I really think that he'd be a really great person to do that job. Question five, do you have a work and home persona? Definitely. Different parts of my life in terms of my personal life, my career, work life as well. So when I am at home and when I'm at work, and I definitely like to keep a certain level of professionalism, whether I have known my client for years or whether it's just a new client that's been introduced to me. I like to keep a certain level of professionalism and respect what I am bringing to the table and respect them as well. So when I'm at home, definitely. Question six, in the workplace, how do you handle gossip about others? Fortunately enough, being in a big workspace with a lot of people, I was exposed to the corporate environment in my early 20s, so I didn't focus too much on a lot of chatters that would happen, kind of kept my head down. And now with my own business, Agiona Into, that I encourage, it's something that I definitely try and sort out, and let's talk about it as kulo momuntu mayinenkinga, ngono sikhulumisane and have an understanding rather than talk about one another. Question 7. What reality show is your guilty pleasure? Gosh, I think there are so many reality shows that I actually do love watching. It just depends on the flavor of the season of the month, that time. But mina nje ngiyumuntu wama series more than anything, documentary series, normal series, but yeah, ngiyumuntu wama series more than anything. Question 8. Who is your ideal dinner guest and what would be on the menu? Gosh, with my line of work, just to be working as a private chef, you get exposed to so many different people, and I've had the pleasure of cooking for so many, you know, special clients, and each client becomes so special and so personal for me. So I think I've cooked for some of people that I look up to. So I've had the pleasure of doing that. So my ideal guest, I think, if I could, if it was someone late, it would be my late grandparents, because they have not been able to experience what I do, and it's something that I think they would definitely love to engage and flourish from. And what would be on the menu? Definitely into engyazi ukuthi bazoyithanda, maybe traditional with a twist, with a lot of different modern flares in there as well. So that would definitely be that. Question 9. Which celebrity would people be surprised to know you follow on social media? Gosh, I follow a lot of celebrities on social media, both local and overseas, but I don't quite know who would be a surprise. So that one's a bit of a stump. That one's a bit of a stump, unfortunately. Maybe the Kardashians. I don't know if that's a surprise or not. Question 10. Have you ever cried at work? In the moment during work? No. No, not at work or not. No, not at work. Not that I can recall. Not at work. But there is, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, having emotions. But I think it's very important to also keep your emotions in check. Especially in the workplace and within the line of work that I do, in terms of constantly being in the face of my client. 11. How important is a mentor? So I have had a few mentors in my career and still turn to them quite often. And I think it's very important to find people that have been doing what you are doing, that you can go to for advice, guidance, and just direction as well, because indlela uyibona ngaba phambili, you know. So you have to ask people that have led the way and ask them, how have they done it, how did they go about doing it, and ask questions, and people that can, that you trust as well. And having a mentor also allows you to ask those questions of, how do you balance the personal and work in this situation? How do I handle, you know, a client, or how do I handle a situation? Have you ever experienced X, Y, and Z? So having that level of comfortability of having someone that can guide you through those difficult situations, I think, has been so helpful in having a mentor. So I would definitely encourage someone to look for that kind of mentorship. And I think it's very important to also understand that a mentor is there to guide you. They're not going to do the work for you. So I think that's something that's very important to understand as well. Most embarrassing moment at work. Gosh, I think I've had too many to even count. If it's not forgetting something and having to be quick and impromptu, ukulahlekelwa isingisi whilst you're trying to explain a menu, it's the list is endless. Slipping and falling, it's really, really a lot of things happen, and it's more how you recover in that moment, whether you bring more attention to yourself or, you know, move on and keep it moving, shrug it off. You know, embarrassing moments happen to everyone at any point in time. So my advice, if you find yourself having as many embarrassing moments as I have had, don't stress too much. You know, you're not the only person. Question 13. What item of clothing do you not want to see in the workplace? Definitely in my workplace, open shoes, I think, besides being a safety hazard. And anything, I think, that would possibly leave you exposed. Because, you know, for me, more than anything, being a private chef, you have to, you know, be, it's safety first, but you still want to look good. So I think anything that would compromise my safety in the kitchen, I don't want to see it there. Question 14. Have you ever quit a job without having another already? Yes, I have. Not the best decision ever. I would not recommend it. Unless you've got like a real amazing financial plan. I know it's the number one choice. Unless, you know, for real detrimental situations that you no longer can be there at all, then it's understandable. But I would definitely suggest that have your ducks in a row. Know what your next move is. Plan it out. And just work in a sequence. Because I think for me, planning is so key when you're building your career and you're working on umsebenzi wakho. Question 15. Do you have a daily motto? My daily motto, more than anything, is I don't have to look the way that I feel. And that for me is such a big thing, because just because I am not feeling so great, just because my heart is sore or my mind is feeling sore, I don't have to look it. I want to give the best self that I can possibly give at all times. So for me, I don't always want to look the way that I feel, because sometimes you can start off having such a not so great day, but then you look at yourself in the mirror and you take a few seconds and you're like, "Hi girl, you've got this." Question 16. What advice would you give your 16-year-old self? Don't sweat the small stuff. It's something that Ubaba used to say to me all the time, and he still says it now, but it's only now, you know, I'm going to sink in properly. But I would definitely ngimtshele uLungi ona 16 ukuthi stop sweating the small stuff. Question 17. Have you ever been sexually harassed at work or witnessed harassment? I think this is such a trigger, or sadly enough, I think it's probably happened to more women than we realize in the workplace. But unfortunately, yes. And it's something that I think is not spoken about enough, and underreported, in definitely fear of losing a job, or potentially spoiling client relations. And more than anything, in terms of witnessing harassment, you do end up witnessing a lot of verbal harassment. I've never witnessed sexual harassment against someone else, but you do witness a lot of verbal harassment a lot. Especially in the corporate environment that I used to work in and have been exposed to. And again, it's underreported, it's not reported enough. So I think it's definitely a platform and an opening to have more conversations around that. Question 18, how do you define success? Success for myself is knowing that I have achieved my goal and done so doing the best that I can, putting in the most effort that I can to be able to attain that goal. So it is not my parents' success. It is not success kamganwami. It is not success for someone else. It is my own personal goals, what is driving me, and making sure that I have achieved that by doing everything that I can ngamandla ami onke. So that for me is my success. Question 19. If you could go back in time, what would you do different, career or personal life? If I have to be completely honest, I genuinely don't think I would change anything. I am a huge believer that yonke into yenzeka ngesikhathi. Everything happens for a reason. Everything idalwe nguNkulunkulu ukuthi yenzeke ngaleso sikhathi, for that reason, to either teach you a lesson, to either ikhulise, it's either ukuthi ikuvule umqondo nomcabango wakho. So it happens because of a reason. And if you didn't go through what you went through, either in your career or your personal life, then it would be a lost experience. It would be a lost lesson that you not only could learn for yourself, but udlulisele komunye umuntu as well. What is next for Lungi Nhlanhla? What is next for me? So I am still in hot pursuit of my academic career. I am still pushing very hard in that. So I'm going to be doing my postgraduate studies, definitely want to do my master's, because I want to impart knowledge onto others. I want to share the God-given talent that I have been given in terms of diversifying in the food industry, the knowledge that I have, the skill set, and teach others within that. So in order to teach one, you need to teach yourself and educate and equip yourself. So that is what I'm currently doing and pushing and focusing on that. Doing a lot of research topics as well within my academic career. So maybe there's other things that I can add as well to the food industry, and also just building my business as well as Lungi's Corner to diversify and add more offerings as a private chef. So expand on the experience that umuntu has. How can I better that experience? How can I enhance that experience? What can I add onto that as well? So that is definitely in my sights at the moment. And the last question, where can you find me on social media? So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Instagram is at Lungi Nhlanhla. And that is the same for all social media platforms. And my business is at Lungi's Corner. And again, it is the same on all social media platforms. And thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed these questions. They were different. They were very interesting, very challenging as well. But I love a good challenge. And I hope all of you and your listeners at Vuma FM have a great day. Nisale kahle and God bless.
How does she do it? How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.